This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Today we have a huge show for you. Macca and Tass are both away on holiday, and so Fiona and myself are running the show. Today we're going to be joined by Senator Dean Smith live from WA to discuss the Liberal spill. But isn't it weird? Minister for Home Affairs, Minister for Au Pairs, and now Minister for No Confidence Cares. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au, and of course on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's 94.9's longest running flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle programme. An ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Paul. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 22nd of September, and I'm joined in the studio with Fiona Brooke. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Paul.
On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I would also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTI communities. Fiona.
What a week.
We get chance to play. The big boys are out.
I know. And I'm hoping that everyone will be happy to send us their messages of encouragement and tell us what they think, because we've got a lot of things to talk about on the show today.
We have. So good morning, Macca and Tass. I'm sure you're going to be listening, but the boys are both away on holiday and out of the country.
Is Macca on a holiday or a work trip?
Oh, good question. I thought he was on long service leave, but he could be away working.
You know, who knows?
Either way,
he's not here.
We got the studio to ourselves.
Yes.
So this week,
well, you know, it's an ongoing train wreck. I mean, probably one of the most interesting news is Tony Abbott's loss of confidence in his own seat. 32 of the numbers of that section have actually said a no to him. Now he's still in power in his own seat, but that's, you know, he's on the decline.
A sign of the times. And I wonder how much of that is being driven by a little voice in the shadows from New York who keeps sniping back at the Australian territories.
Very right wing.
Indeed. Right wing is what he said.
Very right wing. Actually, I quite like the video clip that I saw of that particular conversation, because Malcolm looks like he's leaning on a table in a bar. I'm not sure if he is, but that's what it looks like.
Well, what wouldn't you after what he's been through in the last few weeks?
I mean, wouldn't that be just great? You get off being Prime Minister, you'd just be like, woo, holiday.
And our previous Home Affairs Minister, Mr Dutton, got the vote of no confidence, which took place a couple of days ago.
That's right.
67 votes to 68.
And why is it only one? So one vote, I mean...
Allegedly, that one vote was down to Mr Dutton's vote confidence in himself.
Now, obviously, there's something about politics that I don't understand, but how do you have the right to vote for yourself? Surely, if it's a vote about you, you should be not able to vote.
You would have thought so, but more than that, there was a committee that actually heard the evidence. He misled Parliament. So this vote of no confidence would never have come in if he hadn't done that. But in what job in the world do you get to tell a mistruth and then still not have any disciplinary action taken against you? In fact, an endorsement from the PM.
Well, I just think that they can't risk it. It's just, you know, then they'd have to, you know, there'd have to be by-elections and it would just be too destabilising. So they're just letting him get away with it just for the case of stability. So we will have Mr. Potato Head for some time longer.
We will do. Some good news out of Cambodia. James Ricketson has been pardoned and is going to be deported back here to Australia.
Fantastic. Just in time too. He always stated that he was going to ask for a pardon instead of going through the other process. So clearly he had the advice that this was the best way forward, and I'm sure his family will be very happy to have him back.
Yeah, I think as we were saying a couple of weeks ago, because it's pretty much gone silent in the press, you could probably assume there's lots of diplomatic
conversations taking place behind the scenes, which is far better done without the public glare.
Indeed.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.